Well, it was based on, and Nickelodeon does not like it when I tell the story. So here's the story. I was in an audition, and I was auditioning for on-camera commercial stuff. Yeah. Did you ever do any of that?
Very little.
Horrible.
Never really got the hang of that.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, I don't.
You think you have little control over your destiny and show business, like doing what we do? When you're like the commercial guy and you show up trying to look like preppy dad or priest or
trying
chef,
to look normal.
And you walk into a room and there's like, you know, 80 guys that sort of look vaguely like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really horrible, debilitating. And I finally told my agent, I can't do that anymore, but send me out for voiceovers. I think maybe I have an aptitude for that. I had never really done much of it.
Right.
And they said, what makes you think you can do that? And I go, I don't have proof, you know, but I will drive.
Give it a try.
I will drive anywhere. Yeah. I will do any voiceover audition for anything. I think like that's a pretty good path for me and a good basket to put my eggs in. And, you know, that turned out to be luckily for me true. But there was at the same commercial on camera studio, they were auditioning for a TV commercial that involved elves, Christmas elves, like a holiday commercial.
Yeah.
So it was all these little people.
Yeah.
Hanging around. A lot of them had their own elf costumes because that's what they do. Like if you're a fat guy with a white beard, you go out for the Santa stuff.
Sure.
If you're a little person with an elf with curly toed shoes, you go out for those auditions.
Yeah. Stop renting. Buy the shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there was one guy at the audition. He was, you know, in a different part of the corridor.
Yeah.
And he was hanging with a couple of his buds.
Yeah.
And just the most bitter, ticked off little person in an elf outfit you've ever seen.
So, you know, this is the only, you know, if it wasn't for the Christmas shit, I wouldn't fucking work. This is the only time of the year that I fucking work. It pisses me off. It's like, you know, I'm glad to have it, knock on wood, but motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
And I was just like, wow. And I told Steve Hillenburg that story. Years go by.
Yeah.
And he remembered that story. I'd totally even forgotten the story because it was something that happened to you on a day and then you tell people that you run into that day.
It's
and
hilarious.
Then you kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And he said, remember that guy? So, you know, that's kind of where SpongeBob came from, sort of like a munchkin, like a, without the negativity.
An angry little person.
Yeah.
Gave you the gift. That turns your life around.
Someday I'm going to run into him, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be standing outside my...
you're doing my shit.
Yeah, he's standing outside my house like Mark David Chapman.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, I got a bone to pick with you.
I'm your Joe Antis. Yeah. It's SpongeBob's Joe Antis.
Hey, Tom.
Tragedy struck Tom Kenny. And
he went that way. He was in a really small car. But it was...